Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Linda?
How long is it going to take?
I promise that I'm not going to take a lot of time. If you can help me out with this, it will be appreciated, ma'am.
You could try. I'm eating dinner, but go ahead.
All right, so let me ask you, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Good. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Understood. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about living area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of Southmont Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gilead River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the living area is again?
Yeah, okay.
Got it. Thank you. So let me ask you, in what year were you born?
I don't want to share.
Understood. Let me ask you, are you or is anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
What was the question?
How would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
Fair.
Got it. Next time, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Let's go ahead and start with better public transportation from 1 to 5.
What do you think? No, 2.
And what about more good paying jobs?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
And more dining entertainment options?
3.
Noted. We are 39% of the survey. We're just going to take just a couple of minutes. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, and a student or a homemaker?
Employed.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
About the right amount.
Got it. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Right about the same, right? On point.
Got it. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kind of store and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no. If you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, it's going to be yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no. So let me go ahead and start with home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
And what about dollar stores and discount chains?
No. Strong no.
Doctor's office and hospitals?
No. Just no.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
And what about restaurant bars and entertainment venues?
Strongly no.
Understood. We are 57% of complete. And let me ask you, in your own words, what type of stores and business that would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Whole Foods.
But like fast food? Or is there any specific like? Do you have like any specific preference on business for food?
No, just like a Whole Foods. Natural stores.
Got it. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
You're putting them everywhere.
Not a problem at all.
And what do you think about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it would cost to buy or rent a home?
Expensive.
It's a moderate problem, slight problem, fairly big problem.
What?
In regards of the how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine, what do you think? Is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Slight.
Got it. Still thinking about this residential development. So I'm going to read to you a list of a different kind of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. So what do you think about single family detached homes? Would you like to see more that of that in Levine?
No.
And what about housing options for seniors?
Yeah.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Got it. And what about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No, strong no.
And townhouses or attached homes?
Strong no.
Understood. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
30 years.
Got it. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you're opposed or favor each one. So the first next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you strongly a favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Yep. Huh? Opposed.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Yeah, strongly opposed.
And what about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No.
Strongly opposed. Got it. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly opposed, no.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
No. Strong no.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
No. Strong.
Got it. And changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Nope. Strong.
Understood. We are 91% of the completion. We are about to end it up, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
College, bachelor's.
Got it. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
More.
Got it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Linda.
Understood. Then this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.